Shkol and Perkei, Mishnah Gimel 5:3. And now we talk about those first two roles that we alluded to in the first Mishnah of the Perek, which were taken up by Yochanan ben Pinchas, who was in charge of the chosamos, the vouchers, and Achia, who was in charge of the libations. So here's the story, and I'll give you the background again before we start the Mishnah inside. When a person brings a korban, a zevach, an animal offering, that's either considered from the class called olos, holy burned offerings, or shlamim, peace offerings. So then, along with the animal, they must be accompanied by nesachim. The word nesach means like a libation. Menasach means like to pour out the libation. That's like referring to the wine part. But the truth is that nesachim have two components. There's a wine component, which is poured in, on the mizbeach. If you recall from Maseches Sukkah, we learned that there's two safsalim, those bowls up in the southwest corner, into which the wine, and in the context of the water on Simchas Beis Shueva time, was poured in Sukkahs, in those holes. So that's where the wine libation goes. But also there's a meal nesachim that's called the Minchas nesachim, the meal offering accompaniment of every ol and every shlamim. And that comprises fine flour, solus, as well as shemen, olive oil, which are combined together. Now, whenever a person volunteers any offering, it will always either be an ola or a shlamim. Those are your only two options when it comes to zvachim. And similarly, when a person comes to Base of English for a Lila Regal 3 times a year, so for the different holidays, he is obligated, they're not voluntary, he's obligated to not show up empty-handed. He has to show up bringing an olas re'ia, a korban ola for being seen with, and shalmei chagiga, a shlamim, for the celebrations, which we'll eat during the holiday. So those are obligatory. So the shlam and the olos are required to be accompanied by these nesachim, wine, on the one hand, and mincha, which is combining flour and oil on the other. In addition, there is one other kind of korban that needs nesachim, which are the metzora's offerings. That's a side point. I'll come back to that in a bit. Now, how much wine, flour, and oil should accompany the korbanos, these korbanos? The answer is it doesn't matter what type of korban it is. It only matters what type of animal it is. And it's very simple. You have three gradations of mincha, nesachim, I should say, nesachim, I correct myself, and that is small, medium, and large. The small nesachim recipe goes for goats and sheep. The medium goes for rams. A ram is actually a male sheep in its second year, older than 13 months and a day. And a large nesachim recipe accompanies cows. So that means it doesn't matter if the cow is male or female, old or young, it gets the large nesachim. The ram gets the medium size. And again, besides for rams, goats and sheep, males and female, old and young, they all get the small. What is large, medium, and small? So in terms of the wine, so the liquid measure is referenced here in the Pesukim is the hin. Hin is a rather unusual measurement for the Mishnah, but we'll stick to it. And the hin is 12 lug. Okay, a lug, you can imagine in your mind, is a half a liter, 6 eggs volumes. So if you have 12 of those, you're talking about something like 6 liters, that kind of number, gallon and a half, something like that. But 12 lugin, you either bring for the large nesachim, you're going to bring half of a hin, meaning 6 lug of wine and oil. For the medium, you're going to bring a third of a hin, meaning 4 lug of wine and oil. And for a small, you're going to bring a quarter of a hin, meaning 3 lug of wine and oil. In addition, there'll be the flour part of the mincha, and that will be, if it's a large recipe for the cows, it's going to be 3 isronot, an isaron, which literally means a tenth, is referring to a tenth of an epha. Epha is a very large measurement, which is 432 eggs in volume. So an isaron, a tenth of that, is 43.2 eggs volume. This is an important measurement for us, because when you make your challah on Erev Shabbos, so if the batch of dough comprises enough flour, an isaron of flour, then you must separate the hafreshes challah, the challah separation from your dough. that portion would go to the Kohanim, or nowadays you burn it. So the same way, if you have less than 9 cups of flour, then there's no Hafreshes Challah, because that's for sure less than Esaron. How big an Esaron is, on the far side of Shittas, get to be about 16 cups of flour, after that, which case everyone agrees you do say a bracha and do Hafreshes Challah. In the middle between, say, 9 and 16, roughly, it's a question mark, so you do separate challah and don't make a bracha. That's Hilchos Hafreshes Challah. But the point is, that's your volume of an Isaron. So you can think of it as somewhere between, say 9 and 16 cups, or it's like 2 1/4 and 4 1/4 liters, 4 1/4 liters, something like that. So you have, that's one Isaron. So the large Nisachim for the cows gets 3 Isaronot. The medium for the rams get 2 Isaronot. And the small for the goats and sheep get 1 Isaron of flour. You mix that with your half, third, or quarter of a hin of oil to get your mincha, and also separately have the, like I said before, half, third, or quarter of a hin of wine that goes as nesachim. So that's the story. Now, the voucher system, the way it works in the Beis HaMikdash, is that because it's probably quite a burden to bring heavy things like gallons and gallons of oil and wine to the Beis HaMikdash, it's heavy, and also wine and oil are super sensitive to becoming tame, and of course, if there's any level of tumah has been exposed to these wine or oil or flour, so it couldn't be brought as an offering. So therefore, we simplify the process by people coming, cash in hand, and there's a voucher system, like it's almost like a vending machine of the of the first century. You go in and you'll give cash in exchange for a voucher. Then you present the vouchers in order to get the requisite supplies of wine, oil, and flour. So Yochanan ben Pinchas, who's in charge of the vouchers, he's the one who takes your money, and then he gives you a voucher, and then you take the voucher to Achia, or who's fulfilling his role, and he'll give you the requisite amount of ingredients to do your nesachim. Okay, in addition, we have the separate point, but one other one, which is if you are a mitzora. So mitzora is someone who has like this skin affliction, negoim. So you get that for, most famously, for speaking Lashon Hara, although the truth is the Goren Erechin speaks out a handful of other antisocial behaviors for which one would get the divine penalty of tzara'as, being a mitzora. So long as a person has tzara'as, he's a mitzora and he's tame, but at the end of the process, when his skin stuff heals, he's passed his tzara'as period, and actually he's already received his atonement, and this is important for later on in the Mishnah. The actual, the sort of the suffering from the discomfort of the skin issues, as well as the embarrassment, the humiliation of people seeing that he has these issues and is being unsightly and people knowing that he is being punished. So that's going to what affects the kapara, the atonement. But he still must bring karbanos at the end in order to become totally tahor. So those karbanos, under normal circumstances, are 3. They are a chatas, an ola, and an asham. Okay, now, if he can afford it, and he's a wealthy or fairly wealthy, if he can afford it as a mitzvah, he should bring 3 essentially sheep as these korbanos. The ola is always a male, the chata is always a female, and the asham is always a male, so it'll be like that for the sheep, if you can afford it. And each of those 3 sheep must also have nesachim. Since they're small animals, they get the small nesachim, so that means the one is on a flower and the quarter of a hin of wine and oil. In addition, however, to all that, the mitzora also needs to have some oil put on his right ear, right thumb, and right big toe, and there's some 7 kind of spritzes of the oil towards the hechel as part of his process there. So he needs a little extra oil. And therefore, if you're bringing if you're mitzora, bring your karbanos, so then you can't just rely on the simple voucher you'd get for bringing a sheep, because then you'd be short 1 lug of oil. You need an extra lug of oil for the extra oil that goes in your ear, thumb, and big toe, etc. So that's why it's a special voucher for the mitzora and his offerings. Now, if you're a poor mitzora and you can't afford to bring 3 sheep, so then you'll just bring 1 sheep. That'll be the asham for the mitzora, and then his chatas and ola will be brought as birds. Birds do not have accompanying nesachim, and therefore you'll just have to bring 1, and we'll see in the Mishnah a little more about that, but it would be just one recipe, one nesachim for one small animal. Okay, that's the whole backstory here. The Mishnah says now in much fewer words, Arba chosamos hayba mikdash. There were four kinds of vouchers that operated in the base of mikdash. Uksuv alehen, and what was written on them? You have egel, that's for the cows. Zachar, that's for the rams. Gedi, that's for the goats and sheep. And chote, that is for the mitzora. Egel means calf, baby cow, and that would work for, like I said, any bovid, any cow or bull or a calf. Zachar, which literally means in Hebrew a male, as opposed to female, is kind of a nickname given because in Aramaic, which is what the language they're speaking, the word dachar or dichra, that is referring to a ram. And in Aramaic, the dalet becomes the zayin in Hebrew and vice versa. So since they're speaking Aramaic, they went from dachar to zachar, and that's a reference to rams. Gadi is a kid, as in like a baby goat, as in chad gadia, that's the gadia, the gadi, referring to any small animal of goats or sheep. And the chote is referring to the mitzora. Now, some mafarshim question why we would call this chote means sinner. Why would we call his offering, his voucher, the sinner voucher? I mean, he's already been atoned for with the suffering, so it doesn't seem very fair. Either the answer is yes, but bottom line is he did wrong things to get him into this mess, and that's he's being reminded of that. A second shot is that he specifically is being reminded, though he's been atoned for, there's a general principle of a person should be mindful of his sins always. As the pasuk in Tehillim says, V'chatasi negdi tamid, and my sins are before me always. And the point being that even though he totally has been atoned for, he should be mindful of what happened in the past so that he can remain penitent and not lapse back into his bad habits in the future. And the Tiferes Yisrael, interestingly enough, understands it's not referring to sin, but rather chitui, which is like purification. Even in modern Hebrew, it's like a disinfectant. So it's to purify him fully from his tumah. Okay, so those are the three different vouchers, chosamot, that were given out. Benazai Omer, Benazai says, Chamisha Hayu, he says, no, there weren't four, there were actually five. V'aramis k'suv alehen, and they were written not in Hebrew, but in Aramaic. Egel, Zachar, Gedi. And then he had two versions of the Mitzorah. You have the Chote Dal and the Chote Ashir, the Mitzorah's libations for if he's a poor Mitzorah or if he's an Ashir, a wealthy Mitzorah. The difference being if he's getting three or one batches of libation supplies. So we understand, again, if he's rich, he has to get an extra lug of oil, and therefore he's got a different voucher. The Chacham, therefore, in the Tanna Kamma, in the previous Mishnah, reject the Chote Dal requirement. They say there's no need for him to bring a special voucher if he's just bringing one animal as a Mitzorah, because he can bring his oil from home. We'll let him bring it. It's cheaper for him, perhaps, easier for him. It doesn't have the same stringencies. It's not part of the... It's going on his thumb, etc., but it's not... I'm part of the mincha, so we're going to allow him to save money and bring it from home. But Benazai says, no, we're not, and therefore that difference is whether he has to, according to the Benazai, he'll need a special token to get an extra lug of oil, according to the Tanna Kamma. Nope, he can get the generic gedi voucher, because he only needs the gedi ingredients, and as for that extra lug of oil, he can bring it from home. Okay, the Mishnah wraps up by saying, gedi mishamish, the voucher labeled gedi, egel, the voucher labeled Egel, calf, Mishamish im niske bakar gadolam ukatanim zacharim nekevos, that works for the nesachim that accompany any cow, whether it's large or small, whether it's male or female. Gadi, the one that's labeled Gadi, Mishamish im niske tson gadolam ukatanim zacharim nekevos, it works for tson, which means like sheep and goats, whether they're gedolim or katanim, large or small, zachar or nekevos, male or female, chutz, with the exception, mishel elim, elim are rams, because the rams get the other one, the middle size, that is called zachar. And the zachar, says the Mishnah, is mishamish im niske elim bilvad, just goes for the libation supplements that go to accompany a ram offering. As for the chote, the voucher labeled chote, mishamish im niske shalosh behemos shel mitzorayin, it comes for the three animals that the accompany the Mitzorah. Again, we have the male sheep as an Asham, the male sheep as an Ola, and the female sheep as a Chatas. And then you again need 9 lug, 3 times 3 of wine, 9 lug, 3 times 3 of oil, plus a 10th lug of oil, which makes him different and special for the application of his onto his ear, thumb, toe, and for the 7 spritzes.